You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy30.
Look, you know I'm on UConn plus 2200 to win the whole deal. And when this line came out, this just tells me exactly what I need. UConn laying two to Gonzaga. Fuck Gonzaga. And you know what Gonzaga's not going to do to UConn? They're not going to get 40 from Drew Timmy because Sonogo is going to be waiting for you. And that ain't going to happen. I think UConn's guards can feast. Look, I couldn't believe they took apart Arkansas the way they did. Now, I stayed away from the game. I told you guys that. Incredibly impressive performance. Are you with me on? Say you're on UConn minus two, please.
I'm on UConn.
Thank
Let's
you.
Let's do it. Let's back the Huskies because.
Fuck
we don't believe what you said in the last episode was true. This is not the team that they've been. This is a watered down version of the Zags. Timmy's there and he gets extra steps and we get it. He's this.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Whatever.
I can't stand it.
Whatever. They don't have the typical guards. They don't play any defense. And UConn's a team that they're going to crash the boards. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it hard. They're going to muck it up if they need to. But they're also a team that can be like a high performing offensive team. And if it turns out into a shootout, UConn can play that way, too. No, I think we give up 2 points. You take the Huskies.
It makes me feel good you're on that. All right, good. That at least gives me the confidence. Because right now, my confidence, isn't it amazing, just from a betting perspective, how quickly it takes you so long to get confidence, and then how quickly your confidence can disappear?
I think people can relate, where you're looking at the board after a bad day or two, and you're like, I don't trust my instincts.
Oh, I mean, between the Vegas thing. And then I told you, you know, yesterday, all we needed was either MSU to pull their head out of their ass or for UCLA not to go 10 minutes without a bucket. We go 2-1. Nice night. You're good. It's not happening. So now I go into Friday night and I'm like, oh man, am I staring an 0-2 burger in the face? Vegas still, I have Vegas PTSD and I need to get over it. I need to be better for the people. I'm going to be on UConn Saturday. I'm going down with the fucking ship. So here's my question to you. Plus 2,200 ticket. I don't want to hedge.
No, don't hedge.
I don't want to hedge. And the spread's not big enough to middle. I don't believe in Gonzaga. Do you judge me or people, if you're out there and you want to give feedback on this at cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com, do you think I'm a dumbass if I don't get some money off the table?
Well, it's the same thing with me in Texas. It's, right. It's
I believe
situation.
In UConn. I don't believe in Gonzaga. I'm willing to go down holding my clarinet as the water rises above my knees.
Sad piccolo girl.
Right. We're playing Auld Lang Syne, and I'm the guy on the Titanic saying, I'm putting on my tuxedo. We're going down like gentlemen.